peace. Many people think of peace as the absence of war, but we can feel peace even in times of war, and we can lack peace even when no war is raging. The mere absence of conflict is not enough to bring peace to our hearts. Peace comes through the gospel, through the atonement of Jesus Christ, the ministration of the Holy Ghost, and our own righteousness, sincere repentance, and diligent service. Even when the world is in turmoil all around you, you can receive the blessing of inner peace. This blessing will continue with you as you stay true to your testimony of the gospel, and as you remember that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ love you and watch over you. In addition to feeling peace yourself, you can be an influence for peace in your family, your community, and the world. You work for peace when you keep the commandments, give service, care for family members and neighbors, and share the gospel. You work for peace whenever you help relieve the suffering of another. The following words of the Savior teach us how we can experience the peace that the gospel brings. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John chapter 14, verses 26 through 27. Fear not to do good, my sons, for whatsoever ye sow, that shall ye also reap. Therefore, if ye sow good, ye shall also reap good for your reward. Therefore, fear not, little flock, do good, let earth and hell combine against you. For if you are built upon my rock, they cannot prevail. Behold, I do not condemn you. Go your ways and sin no more. Perform with soberness the work which I have commanded you. Look unto me in every thought. Doubt not, fear not. Behold the wounds which pierce my side, and also the prints of the nails in my hands and feet. Be faithful, keep my commandments, and ye shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verses 33 through 37. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John chapter 16, verse 33. As you remember the Savior and follow him, you truly can be of good cheer. You can experience real enduring peace at all times. You can find hope in the Savior's first words to his disciples after his resurrection. Peace be unto you. John chapter 20, verse 19. Additional reference, Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 23. See also charity, Holy Ghost, hope, Jesus Christ, love, service, war.